Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One game away from the franchise's first NBA title since the franchise was in Seattle. They won the title in Seattle back in 1979, beating the Washington Bullets in five games. The second consecutive year they faced the Bullets in the NBA Finals. That's a long time ago for most of you, and it is in a completely different lifetime for the majority of you. Joining me right now to talk NBA, not necessarily Wizards today, but is Michael Lee. Michael Lee's been a reporter for the Washington Post for years. At Mr. Michael Lee on X, on Twitter. So, you know, I've talked about this series in the NBA playoffs probably far too much for the betterment of the show because not everybody's into it. But when I have people like you on, I like to just start by asking for you to kind of describe the NBA Finals from your perspective because you're a hoops guy. You love it like I do. So if you were telling somebody who hadn't watched any of the first five games about the NBA Finals, how would you describe them?
Wow, that's tough, man, because you put me on the spot because I do love the NBA. I love basketball, but I don't necessarily love this series.
Really?
And I've been banging my head trying to figure out why. You know, I mean, there have been three really good games, and there have been two kind of duds, like last night was a dud. And so I have tried to convince myself that I should care about the finals because it's the finals, but It's a tough one to really wrap your head around because there's no reason to really care unless you're really invested in the story of these guys. And I think that one of the things that's missing from these finals and that's missing from the NBA in general in terms of its coverage and just how the network partners promote the sport is there isn't enough of a reason for a casual fan to care about the results that are happening on the court. And I think that that's because there's not enough storytelling for us to care about the characters that are involved. I was just thinking about it last night when I watched the finals. Like, we have an MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the MVP of the league. And he's, and if you stopped 10 people on the street and asked them about him, there might be three who heard of him. And that's not because of him. It's not because he's not a great player. It's because we don't do enough to really make people care about these guys outside of what they do on the court anymore. We don't. If you're not invested in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's story, why would you? How would you know about it? How would you learn about it? These finals should have been an opportunity to really show people who he is, what he is, how he got here, and really explain why we should care about him. And that's been missing. There's a void in terms of our coverage, in terms of how we embrace.
Well,
the
who
NBA.
Do you blame that on? Do you blame that on ESPN, ABC, yes. The network?
Yes, absolutely. Because I remember as a kid, you know, and I'm not trying to get all nostalgic and say, oh, this is better back in the 90s. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying that there is a responsibility that as a partner, that when you have a pregame show and you have 30 minutes of everyone's time, that you just don't have 30 minutes of guys talking about just whatever. And not really like offering any insight, but just saying so-and-so's got to play better or so-and-so's got to show up. Like, we want to know, like, why do we care if they show up? Like, tell me about these guys. Tell me their stories. Tell me Jalen Williams' story. He had 40 points last night. And I guarantee you, if I stop those same 10 people that asked about Shea, none of them have heard of Jalen Williams. And that's not Jalen Williams' fault. But there's not enough that's being told about why you should care about these guys. And I just remember, just as a casual fan, if I'm just talking to non-basketball people, if I talk to my friends that cover a league and talk about basketball, we can go all day about the ins and outs, the intricacies and nuances and, you know, the defense they're playing, the adjustments that Dagnall made in game four, you know, to get Shea open and all stuff. That's all fine and dandy. But when you have a league that historically has been about promoting its stars and promoting its players, and then all of a sudden you have a finals product that does none of that, outside of saying so-and-so has to play good or so-and-so is really good, but you're not really explaining why, how they got to be this good. And I think there's so many compelling things that could be told if we actually invested in the storytelling. There are writers, great writers, at all over the country that are doing a wonderful job of telling the stories of these guys. But if you're not invested in it as a fan like I am, you're not going to know. And I'm trying to figure out how do you draw in an audience to care about these games, especially when you don't have the marquee teams, you don't have the marquee personalities, you don't have the marquee stars. How do you get people to care about the game? Well, you got to tell them about who they're watching. You got to help them understand why we should care. And I think that's been missing. I'm not a ratings guy. I don't really care about ratings. I care about the product. But I also feel like it's just something missing. Like I feel like I'm watching more out of obligation and out of duty than out of a really desire to be entertained by what I'm seeing on the court.
All right. Well, I want to come back to the basketball conversation in a moment because we're going to disagree on that. But I think this is really interesting. And every time I have you on, you end up talking about something that I didn't anticipate talking about, which is why I like having you on. Why do you think? Because you're right. When you get to championship time in any sport, you certainly have the opportunity to attract the casual fan, the casual sports fan. And when you get to those moments, and we see it Super Bowl week and Super Bowl day with the hours and hours of pregame.
You know the kicker story by the time you get to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. So why do you think ESPN hasn't gone down that path?
And that's something I've asked my friends that work at ESPN. Like, I'm like, what's going on? Like, why isn't that something that – because I feel like the way they tell the NFL story is much different than the way they tell basketball story. And I don't quite understand why it's that way. Like, I feel like, you know, if you're watching the Super Bowl, like, you last Super Bowl, you saw Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, and you've seen them play in the Super Bowl against each other before, but you still could learn something about them in the pregame show. Because you sat down either with an interview or you did a feature on them or some aspect of their lives, I think that'd be important. I honestly feel like the one thing that's missing from, like, say, these finals, like Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, we just talked about, you know, as MVP. But there isn't any talk about, like, this guy played in the Olympics last fall. His team came up short, what they expected. And he's been motivated all season by that. Like, that's been one of the main things that's been driving this magical season that he's been having, is that he was angry with how he performed, you know, for Team Canada, and that they didn't come up with at least a gold or a silver, which is what he wanted out of that experience. And so he's been motivated by that. But you don't even hear that mentioned. Like, you don't even know, like, his family story, like how they even got to Canada. Like, you know, and I think those are things that if you want to just sell your product, you can do it. I wish I knew the answer.
How did he and his family get to Canada?
I assume they immigrated.
Okay, you know I didn't know. I thought you sounded like you had a story to tell.
I should know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, in turn, like, this is the MVP of the league. This isn't some random guy. This is a guy that averaged 30 points a game for 2 years in a row. This is a guy.
Well, there's a Canadian. There's a Canadian angle to this finals. I think we've got four Canadians in this series that are major contributors. That would have been a Super Bowl game day story for sure. I'm with you. You know, I feel
like they put too much weight on, you know, like print journalists. You know, like, you know, that cover the teams and like I said, I'm not faulting anybody that writes about the NBA because a lot of these stories have been told. Like I'm telling you because I read it about, you know, the Olympics and how that has motivated him. And, like, I read that. But the casual fan hasn't read that. Probably didn't even know he played in the Olympics last year because we didn't even care about the Olympics, you know, other than just Steph, LeBron, and KD were playing together, and that's all we really cared about. But I think that these are things that, you know, when you have an opportunity and you have an audience, I think it's an obligation to really try to promote the product but also promote the players and not just promote the personalities that are on these broadcasts. And I think that's where ESPN is missing, is that they are promoting the personalities who are broadcasting the games more than they are the personalities that are performing on the court.
Yeah, it is a bit of, you know, a Stephen A. perk, you know, et cetera, you know, show. And, you know, look, they're trying their best to compete with the gold standard in all of this, which is the TNT, you know, group for all these years. And it's just never going to work. Look,
you can't. And plus that TNT crew, because even if they don't do that, they make you laugh. They keep you entertained. Yeah. But I think that when you're broadcasting the games and I think that there's an element that's missing. And for me, as somebody who's watching these games, I'm like, if I didn't care about basketball, why would I care about watching these games? And I can't really give an answer.
I think there's an answer to it, and I'll get to that in a moment. But, you know, you brought up something, and I noticed something last night. Because I have watched, you know, a lot of the coverage pregame, the games, a lot of the postgame. I think my best friend in the world, Scott Van Pelt, does a phenomenal job, actually, in the postgame on ESPN.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In his interviews. But I noticed something last night. I don't know if anybody wrote about this or picked up on it, but they carried the introduction of the teams, which made it feel a little bit bigger. You know, people have complained that there are no NBA Finals decals on the court, that it looks like a regular season setup. So there is some of that that I agree with. And I don't know the answer as to why they didn't treat this like it is, like it should be treated, which
event.
Is the biggest stage, the biggest product, and their best opportunity to draw new eyeballs to their sport.
And I think, because you think during the World Series, you know, the you always have that, all the players get announced, you know, game one, it's like the home game, first home game, it's like a magical moment, and you can see the players, and how they take it all in, like, oh, man, this is the World Series, and, like, it sinks in for them, and, like, I think that, but I think fans are begging for that, like, they don't have the logo, because they had to basically bully the NBA to put the logos, the fake, you know, the LED logos on the LED logos on the court and all that, and then they bullied them into having the announcements for before game five, because fans want to have a reason to believe that why should I care about these games? But I think it sort of goes back to the fact that they don't have a reason to care about the games otherwise. It was like, unless we say, hey, everybody, this is important, and I think that in some ways the NBA sort of, or even ESPN, didn't have to rely on building up momentum of interest in these games, because you had a LeBron there, an easy sell. You had a Steph there, kind of an easy sell. So you had the superstars, the best players were out there on the court. And now you have a Shea who's a superstar, but nobody has any connection to him. No casual fans cares about him. So now it's like, what do we do to sell this product? Because we don't
They better
have
figure it out, Michael, because we're going to be here in a stretch of several years of having, you know, these new stars, you know, SGA leading the way, Jalen Williams leading the way. I'm with you. We're talking to Michael Lee from the Washington Post. I think your point is a good one, especially as it relates to this matchup, that they should have done a better job of what, let's face it, for many years the NBA did the best job of, which is marketing its stars, and they didn't do it. But let's talk about the basketball, because that's where you started. I agree. Yeah. Last night's game, I felt, was a bit sloppy and a bit tired physically. I think the physical nature, the defensive nature of the first four games, you're starting to see some physical wear and tear, you know, literally with Tyrese Halliburton. But my reason for watching it is I love basketball, you know, and I'm going to watch it regardless. But you see the highest level of urgency and competitive, you know, just there's something about when you're playing for a championship and you've got two teams who I think are really good teams. I think this Oklahoma City team's as good defensively as any team I remember watching. And I've enjoyed it, but it sounds like you haven't enjoyed it. Expand on that a bit.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I'll say that, you know, game one had a good finish. You know, it had a good last 7 minutes. But up until that, it was pretty hard to watch. Like, it was like, man, are they going to compete? Oh, here they go. Here we go. Now we're going. And then game two was just, that was a dreadful game. That was just a dreadful game. Three and four were good games. You know, they were entertaining games.
Yeah.
And then game five, it's like, okay, we've had two good games. Let's have another good one. And it was like, oh, man, you gave us another dud. And so
we haven't had a classic.
Yeah. Well, game one, I mean.
Game one was a stunner,
There hasn't been once the bell rings, we duking it out until the finish. You know, it's been like, you know, somebody takes a big lead and somebody comes back and steals it kind of thing. But I do think that, you know, I've been very impressed by Jalen Williams and the way he's come on, you know, the last couple games, especially the last two. You know, for him to get 40 points, he's still in his rookie deal, you know, and he's not really, you know, he doesn't get a lot of acclaim, you know, a lot of praise. And again, a lot of people don't know his story. I think that he's been excellent because I thought that he's come a long way from the Denver series. I thought he had a bad series against Denver, but he's really picked it up since then. And he's really given Shea a running mate, you know, through this finals run, because it's not just a one-man show. And I think he stepped up in a huge way. I'm disappointed that Tyrese is hurt, you know, because if he's just going to be a decoy, you know, like he was last night and just out there on the floor, like really doing nothing but throwing the ball away, then that's just not fun, you know. And so I think the one thing that you want to see is if you have a star on one side and he's delivering, you want to see somebody else on the other side kind of punch back. And I didn't really see that from Indiana. And that was what disappointed me last night. And I'm not blaming, you know, Tyrese on being injured. Like that's part of the game. But it would have been nice if he's healthy and we could actually see him compete, because I don't think he's necessarily a superstar, I think he's a really good player in a really good system who can really have some great moments and performances at special times. But if he can't just have, if he can't, you know, summon the energy for like a moment, it's going to be a tough watch.
Yeah, what you said about Halliburton is exactly what I've said. I think he's a really good player. He's a star. He's just not a superstar player. But, you know, I suggested, and this is a hard call for Rick Carlisle because Halliburton's been so special at, you know, in fourth quarters, you know, with games on the line throughout the postseason. But they were just much better with McConnell in the game last night. In hindsight, they should have kept McConnell in there.
Yeah, McConnell should have closed. I mean, he actually did when they were down 20. But he should have been on the court when the game was really, you know, getting away from them. Because again, he was just bringing that energy and that fight, and that's what they needed. They needed somebody who's just going to add a little grit. Tyrese was just out there. Like he's like, okay, I know I'm gonna tough it out, but sometimes you know, just going out there and performing is not enough. Like we need you to play at like Tyrese Halliburton. You know, if you're just gonna be out here, you're not helping. You know, especially defensively, because now we're missing assignments and we're leaving Jalen Williams wide open when he's the guy getting all the buckets. And so you could just see it starting to wear down on them mentally because they were so discombobulated on defense that they were just throwing the ball away on offense because they felt like they were rushed and hurried to try to respond to what Oklahoma City was doing. TJ should have definitely been out there because, like, you know, and sometimes – and I think Tyrese would have understood it too because he didn't have it. Like, he did not have it physically – to go out there and play the minutes that he played.
Yeah, it was awful.
I don't think he would have taken offense to Rick benching him, you know, if that was the case, because it's not like he's being benched because he can't play. Like, I mean, or he's not good enough. It's just he was incapable of performing at the level they needed to win that game. And so I think that, you know, he'll look back and maybe going home, maybe a couple of days more rest, he can come back and kind of give him something or kind of get that lick back, you know, for not showing up or not being able to perform. I won't say not showing up, just not being able to perform. And when it mattered, maybe he can, you know, kind of give him something, you know, in game six, you know, to kind of even it out because he just wasn't able to do it.
We're talking to Michael Lee from the Washington Post. You know, last night, other than the fact that I bet Oklahoma City laying 9 and I didn't want the close game, I have kind of wanted a signature moment in this series. It was game one for sure, but, you know, games 3 and 4, I really felt like were heavyweight, you know, knockdown dragouts from
great
the beginning
game.
That just didn't end.
Game.
Yeah, it didn't end with the drama that it seemed to be building towards. And I think you need that. There's no doubt. Maybe we'll get that in games 6 and 7 if we get there. How do you think this ends?
If Halliburton is going to look the way he did last night, it ends game 6. But if he can come back and just, you know, give him, you know, one, just I got to tough it out and play my hardest and just give him my all, I think it's going 7. And, you know, I had going in, you know, I had Oklahoma City winning in 7, even though I thought I was leaning towards the Pacers because I thought that people were really sleeping on the Pacers. And like people were saying Thunder in 5 and stuff. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't see that. Like, mainly because there's a process that usually, you know, kind of unfolds for young teams when they have to break through and win a championship.
Yeah.
It's rarely you just walk in that first time and you just destroy somebody unless you have an opponent that's just weak and just not really worthy. But usually it takes a while for you to figure it out. Either you lose that first time or it takes some, you know, some rough games to kind of get over it and then you finally finish. I think Oklahoma City, you know, based on the fact that Tyrese is not 100%, They should be able to close, but I just feel like if Tyrese just gives them, you know, like what's the stat? If he gets 20 points, they're unbeaten in the playoffs or something crazy. Like if he just gives them 20, not that it's easy, but if he gives them 20, you know, they win. And I think he's going to do everything he can to try to give them that kind of performance because I know that he's a competitive guy. I know that he wants to win, and I think he knows that the reason why they lost is because they didn't have him. They didn't have him out there really giving it their all. So I had Thunder winning in 7, you know, mainly because I just couldn't convince myself they were going to lose. But But I do like the Pacers. I like what I've seen out of them all postseason. And I just love their grit, and I like Rick Carlisle. He's just such a great coach.
Yeah, great coach. Well, I was one of those that liked the Thunder in five. I just thought, and
really?
You know, what you said has been true our entire lifetimes, you know, but they exceeded. Usually it's win a series, win two series, then get to the finals and lose, and then finally win it. They won a series, lost a series, and then skipped the next couple of spots to get to the finals, and they just looked like a dominant team. Although, and I said this to I think Legler the other day on the show, what's interesting is Denver had him. You know, they had him in game four. They had him in game five, which really speaks to the greatness of the Joker, of Jokic, that with a bench so thin and with Porter Jr. injured, with Aaron Gordon injured there late in the series, that they actually took Oklahoma City to seven. But I like the Thunder, too. And to your point, if Halliburton, you know, can't play to the level that he's played at, I think this ends on Thursday night. Real quickly, before I let you run, are you paying attention to the draft and the Wizards' number 6 overall pick? Do you have a preference?
No, I'm not paying that close attention.
Okay.
And I feel like, you know, they're obviously in a best player available position. I don't think they can, you know, feel like, oh, we have this position already filled. I don't think that anybody on their roster is, like, so good that you can't find somebody better. So I just feel like they just got to get the best talent available. I don't know who's going to be there at 6. It's disappointing that they weren't able to get one of those top 4 spots considering how awful their season was. They really got to hit. You know, that when you're building through the draft, you can't have any slip-ups. You can't just have guys who are just okay. You really got to hit, and I think that's the one thing that that's shown throughout history is, like, if you're going to build through the draft, you really need a player who you can, you know, who can take you there.
Yep.
And they say this is a deep draft. We'll see how deep it is, but I think that, you know, well, if they don't hit, they got to find a way to get more swings or more bites of the apple, because you see what happened with Oklahoma City. Obviously, they've acquired all that draft capital, and then they wound up, you know, getting the number 2 pick, and they hit on Chet. But you know, they had Jalen Williams, they hit on him. You know, and he wasn't a high lottery pick. He's late in the lottery. So you got to find a way to take advantage of all the picks you get, and you got to hit. You got to sneak a star in there. But you really need a foundational piece. The Wizards don't have a foundational piece yet, I don't think. And, I mean, maybe Sarr develops into something that I haven't seen yet. But right now, I don't see that. And so I think they gotta really find somebody who can help elevate them this upcoming year. You know, and that's a lot to ask for, the 6th pick, because you really don't. I mean, I'm trying to think of other 6 picks that turn with Brandon Roy.
Well,
maybe.
I mean, yeah, we've got later, you know, in Giannis and Jokic and Kawhi. I mean, you know, you can find that player. But to your point, and I've mentioned this many times over the years, you pretty much have to go back to the 04 Pistons to find a team that didn't have a top 5 superstar leading the way. It's the way you win titles. I've had recent pushbacks on the 2014 Spurs because Duncan was sort of not, you know, an obvious top 5 player that particular year, but we know what Duncan
They also had four Hall of Famers on that roster.
Yeah, they did. Know? And by the way, like, a young player in Kawhi Leonard, who was the NBA Finals MVP, who was just on the verge of becoming a superstar.
For sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, love our conversations.
Sorry to get on a different tangent.
No. I think there's a lot of truth to that. I've seen some of the complaints, you know. They've not treated this like it's the league's marquee product. And it is a lot of listening to, you know, a lot of self-promotion with their network's stars as more of the angle rather than trying to find out a lot about a guy that is a superstar, but many people had never heard of him until the NBA Finals. Thanks.
Storytelling, man. There's value in it. There's value in it. So,
thanks,
right,
Michael.
Well, have a good one.
Michael Lee at Mr. Michael Lee on X on Twitter. What makes this offseason the most unique in our conversations about the football team than we've ever dealt with. I'll talk about that next.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.